Blog Talk Radio.
All right, little man, time for bed.
No,
all
tucked there's
in.
A monster under the bed.
Listen, there's no monsters under your bed. No more scary movies.
I mean, so look, I'm ready to start off. So I don't want to waste time. Peace to the gods. Already April 2nd. You know, today's math is wisdom. So understand wisdom is your manifestation of your knowledge. One way and et cetera. Actions, eyes to dome, that's symbolic to the black woman. Womb, fear or moment of earth. You know what I mean? So wisdom-wise, words spoken, wisdom is your woman. You know what I mean? Wisdom is what you come from when your mind, when you're building. That's what we're building on today's mathematics. Number two, that's wisdom. And right now, I want to get ready and introduce special ill guest tonight. You know what I mean? It's going down, y'all. It's about to be nice. So everybody that's on Blog Talk Radio, to all y'all that's chiming in, that's coming in to YouTube, we live. I got my brother DJ K-Rock, pioneer, legend. You know him from holding it down with MC Light, Paper Thin. I could go on for mad list of albums. DJ K-Rock, I got the beautiful female coming through, Rhapsody, the original Rhapsody. I got the young brother, K.O. Kano, coming in. I got my brother, Clive, Mark Rippin, Bree, A.O.D. We in the house tonight. But tonight, I want to bring to y'all my brother, DJ Rock. And damn it, I ain't even got the applause button. So I'm going to go ahead. DJ K-Rock, thank you, brother, for the opportunity, man. You and you know I'm so motherfucking hype, man. I'm gonna have to calm down and just go ahead, DJ K Rock, blow up the world, talk to us.
Don't calm down, be you, man. That's all you can do is be you. If you're not hype, how you gonna get everybody else on the show hype? You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt. Nonetheless, peace. Right. K Rock, talk to us before I get into my questions or what have you. You DJ, well, you know what? No, let me do this. When did you and MC Light, when did y'all meet? Where you from? I know I've seen states you're from, but, you know, I thought you was from BK. Maybe you are, but just give us history, DJ K-Rock, MC Light. Show me. How did it work out?
I'm going to break it down from the beginning because, you know, we met back, I want to say 86, maybe 86, something like that. You know, Milky Gibbs, you know, Milk was like my boy, Gibbs is my boy, you know, or
you know, Shut up. Yeah.
K-Swift.
Yeah.
And nothing but fuck. You know what I mean? It's a good out there and entertain the people and see people reciting your words and really into your show. We put on a hell of a show. You know what I'm saying?
Get
out there and, you know, she was hanging with all the men, you know, because you got to remember back in the day, Salt and Pepper, Rock Fair, Shante, you know, MC Light, you know. So, you know, who's on the bill with most of these men, you know, MCs with Rakim and KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, and
MC Light.
You know what I'm
MC
saying?
MC Light, yeah.
You know, so we had to go out there and represent it, you know, and really show that, yo, we can put on a show as well. You know what I'm saying? So 30 plus years, we still here. You know, my girl Light, you know, she's, you know, voice of everything on TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to say real quick before we finish up, for the four people that's watching, we got more people coming, but I need y'all to hit the like button. Please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and also, you see the Cash App right there, give a damn, send a brother 75 cents, dollar, I don't give a damn what it is, no love, I'm really trying to do my thing. I was saying earlier, I'm not a real YouTuber like that, I'm still getting my foot wet, but I'm so happy that the Lord blessed me that I could, you know, reach out to my brother, DJ K-Rock, reached out to Master Ace, that RuPaul brothers who showed me love, and I'm coming up in the game, not only as a producer, but MC, and shout out to my brother, Mark Live. Mark Live gave a brother a chance, but tonight, we gonna keep flying this off. Now, before I go back into more, since to you, DJ K-Rock, I wanna throw some light to my youngin' right here, K.O. Kano. What's new, Kano? What's poppin', man? Peace.
First and foremost, man, like I said, thank you for having me on here, man. It's a blessing to be on here. First and foremost, legends up there. Just keeping it all the way real. But everybody, when the last time I was on here, I used to go by the real young Kano, you heard me?
No doubt. So what's the new single? What's the new single? The new joint?
Alright,
salute. Mark Live, I'ma let you go ahead and holler at you can holler at Kano, and definitely you got something you wanna. Okay, well, go ahead. You the co-host, son. Go ahead, rap.
Hey, I just want to definitely, you know, big y'all up for you know, coming on the platform and, you know, sharing what y'all doing and, you know, seeing all y'all just chiming in. And, yeah, K-Rock, man, you know, big fan of what y'all did, you know, Audio 2. And that was, like, the first groups to really have your own independent label through major. You know what I'm saying? So that must have been just starting off. How was that coming into the game and y'all being having that big Atlantic Records deal out, you know, with Javier?
It was a blessing. We toured with a lot of people all across the country, you know. Just being able to be a young brother at that time, you know, traveling overseas is something like, whoa, you never met. You know?
Yeah.
And then to meet different other people overseas, you know, that really listen to the music. You don't really know how much you are loved until you go overseas. you know, they listen to us talk, you know,
right.
from the States. So, you know, to have a major label that's able to distribute your music all across the country, you know, all across the world, you know, is definitely a blessing, you know, when you get to that state, or when you get to that country, and everybody's like showing you love, that's a real thing right there.
Mm. No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I got to ask you, who produced Top Dylan? Who chopped those drums up?
Milky,
you
know, what?
What did they
Hello? Yo, you there?
I think
Yeah,
you
froze.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, cause you
froze. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, this thing froze. No, I said, what equipment did they use? Like, did they use the SP-1200? Did they use,
Yo, if I'm not mistaken, Luke used, like, the Alexis from the sample sequencer.
What?
Because when he did it, he called me over and said, okay, come listen to this beat that I just made.
Wow.
So I lived about 2 houses away from him. And he came over, he played it. He was in the basement chilling. He played it. I was like,
wow.
Yo, what?
One of the most amazing drum sequences in hip-hop history.
Back after he retired, and my mom, and for about 8 years, asking me to move down south. And I was like, nah, not right now. You know, I got some business going. I'm working with artists. I have my company, Vegas Entertainment, going on. Had a couple of artists who were doing our thing. You know, we were doing shows. You know, making some things happen. But you know what? After a while, I started thinking about it. New York is getting hot right now, you know, and I said, it's time to make that move, so I moved my family at the time, you know, down here, and been down here ever since, not since 1999.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, so, okay, no doubt. We got, thank you on that history. Now, let's talk about your album, your sister's album. Who, the production, so... The production crash, and I assume it all the cuts and scratches.
Milk did a lot of production. He did a lot of production. KT from the Alliance, you know, did a lot of the production too. The Dot, DOC, not the Dot.
Right.
Production on that album to make it hot, but you know, pretty much, that's about it. Those couple of people, it might be a little bit more, but you know, hey, you're talking about 30 years ago, you know.
Right. Now I'm not gonna ask you right now. You don't remember me. It's cool. You don't have to, but I'm gonna ask you a certain artist. Speak right now. At my favorite joint, 1990, Who's the Master? But wait, don't sing that now. I'm going to come back because I inboxed you a while ago and you told me a little something, but I'm going to ask you later. We going to keep this on you. Now, I want to ask you something else, then Mark can ask you, then I'm going to holler back. Okay, yo, Rhapsody, come through. We waiting on you. Tell me about the beginning. Like, what was, like, the first joint before we heard, before the world, you know, your first album went light, but what was the first, like, sizzling New York City before it bursted out throughout the world?
Well, you know, the first joint was Crammed to Understand. Just like I said, I
crammed
to understand you.
No doubt.
Classic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people know the history, you know, because if you are hip hop, you are a show, he knows what Crammed to Understand is. So, and then went from Paper Thin to Light as a Rock, Cha Cha Cha, Stop Looking, Listen, When in Love, I Just Told, you know, Rough Neck.
Top 10.
Hot damn, ho, here we go.
Top 10. Top 10 albums.
Ooh, that shit is forever the hardest records, female or male. Shit, my man, been, you know, I've been rapping with Ice-T for 24 years. So I do every show with Ice-T. I've been on stage with him for 24 years.
Okay.
And his right hand man. Now they Crips, you know, they grew up South Central Crips. And
no doubt.
They used to have beat battles in South Central back in the 80s.
Mm.
Everybody would have their Jeeps piped out with the Louis Vuitton, the Gucci, tops off, rolling down Crenshaw with the system. And it was like you get down to the square, and it's like who got the loudest shit and who got that record that's going to rattle the block. And my partner, Shawnee Shawn and Ron Sinek, he said, Mark, I would play that MC Light album. And when we would get down to Crenshaw and Imperial, that shit would blow all the cars away. That hot damn hole.
Here we go again.
So I'm like, that was like, y'all really did, like, life really was rhyming crazy, you know, in the beginning. And, you know, yeah.
Well, you know, the real hip-hop.
Ooh.
Real rapper, you know what I mean, from the 80s, from the 90s, you know.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, K-O-K-No. If you not, are you familiar with MC Light and DJ K-Rock?
I'm familiar with MC Light. I'm definitely familiar with MC Light.
Well, no doubt, the joints that you familiar or you heard, that's your man right up under you, DJ K-Rock. Yo, that's the classics right there that you definitely need to, like, listen to, son.
Like I say, this group that's up in here right now is for this, man. I gotta tip my hat up to the legends up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be see that on today if it wasn't for the individuals that paved the way. Y'all are the ones that paved the way to artists like myself. So I appreciate being on there. You hear me? That's being real.
Where you from, my brother? Where you from?
Yeah. I'm from the N.O.
504.
Mm.
Plan. I hit
a plan.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people down here think that New York is from, you know, the N.O. You know what I'm saying? Because of slang. Yeah. Our slang is sort of similar. Mm. Not that yeah. You know what I'm saying? The way y'all say
Yeah, we got that down here, but I'm going to be honest with you, you know, just like, okay, I got a homeboy that's from Brooklyn, right, you know what I'm saying, and he, like, is a big masterpiece fan, you know what I'm saying,
right,
down here, we grew up on a lot of New York, and you see, me, I listen to a lot of Wu-Tang, SZA,
The music that is out today, you know, I don't really look to like that, but I listen to more like the 90s and some of the 80s and
right.
Some of the 2000s, but mainly into the 90s. I feel like the 90s, you know what I'm saying, really like took hip-hop to another level, you know what I'm saying, like Nas, Snoop, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what I can say to you, K.O. Kano, parents, someone that's older, they taught you well and gave you the knowledge of this music. So, yo, you get the utmost respect. Hey, DJ K Rock. I will continue throughout the show because I really want to know more. You and MC Light, but let's switch it over and talk about DJ K Rock, about MC Light. Tell us what you got going on. Who are you? How did you first get started? Way before you met MC Light, what was you doing in your world?
For the MC Light, you know, I was rocking the house parties in the basement. Milk, Giz, we, you know, had MC battles in my basement, DJ battles in my basement. You know, I've been DJing since 84. You know, my collection, you know, was ridiculous. Music is concerned because I wasn't just a hip-hop DJ. I played jazz. I played, you know, classic house music, you know. I played down south, you know, booty shaking stuff, you know. A real DJ would know how to rock a party in any atmosphere, you know, and be able to rock stuff on, you know, for in any state, you know. Just basically, K-Rock right now, from then to now, K-Rock has been, you know, managing different groups. I got my own entertainment company, which is called Rock Smooth Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Working with a nice female rapper right now out of Virginia. Her name is Nay Lodi. You know, she's straight up, she's dope. You know, she's like 19 years old.
and she's on Instagram under Nate Loading. I think it's NAELOADING. Check her out. She's real dope on Instagram. But she's coming up. I'm kind of guiding her and directing her, you know what I mean, to really perfect her craft and,
okay,
you know, out there, you know. But also, your boy's a baker, too. I do.
Oh, wow.
It. You know what I'm saying? And I'm spy on that oven.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Rhapsody, salute to you. But before we get to you, Rhapsody, hold up. Wait, DJ K-Rock. Wait a minute. You got a female MC and you in the kitchen. You baking?
I'm killing it, right? You know, red velvet cake, the pound cake, the Italian cream, cookies, rice cookies. You know, Coca-Cola cake. What? What?
Damn.
So wait a minute. Hey, DJ K-Rock. So we got a day for DJing. We got a day for baking, and we got a day for managing. Yo,
you know, you gotta know how to, you know, even out the top. You know what I'm saying? And do what you do what you love.
Yeah.
My thug, you know, it's my time. So, you turn the tables in a minute, they can do it. You know, hey, your boy can still, you know, get busy on them turntables too.
Right.
That's a craft that, you know, a real DJ don't ever, you know, forget. You know, it's in my blood, you know.
Ooh.
Cool.
Love to MC, love to tell storylines and stuff. You know, I'm a DJ. I love to play them records and make it work, make it mission.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, KV, do you play out and down in Mobile? Do you play parties down there?
Yeah.
Right.
We talk, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
I know my man KLP, you know, from, that's the master beat production guy. For, you know, they did all the hot stuff for me and X under No Limit and everything. You know, so I'm trying to get that out there with him, you know, to kind of stuff come back out and parties and stuff. So, yeah, man, I don't know where it's at. Still down here in New Orleans. Definitely, we can
make
up, but you're only about an hour and
45
minutes away, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right. Hey, yo, check this out. For everybody that's Blog Talk Radio, do not, Pete, please do not call the Blog Talk number that's on the site. That site number's kind of bugged out. I need y'all to give me a call on my personal joint right here in the lab. Yes, 718-650-183. Blog Talk. And also, if anybody want to give a phone call, that same number to the people that's watching on YouTube. I'm going to hit you again. 718-650-3180. On the personal joint, talk to DJ K-Rock. Got something you want to holler and give some pointers to our youngin, Volcano. You want to talk to Mark live? Let's get it in. So with that being said, Mark live, Volcano, DJ K-Rock, going to bring in the lovely city. This is the original black female from the Boogie Down Brizonx, father self city. She's dope. She's ill already. Check the joint out. She's the original city. And you know I got a lot of questions I'm going to ask you, as well as my co-host, Mark Live. He's here with me. K-Rock may want to ask something or what have you. I just want to dig on in. But before I ask that question, Rhapsody, I'm going to go ahead and let you to the people. Tell them you are. Why are you the motherfucking original Female Rhapsody? Go ahead and blast off. Let's go. Peace. He said he remembers you, and he said he had this I got the vinyl thing. You signed the autograph. He wants to know if you're willing to come back. He said he knows you not. You doing your thing, but he wants to know will you come to Europe and do a show. Do yourself.
Hit me up, the real DK Rock on my Instagram, and we'll talk about it. You know,
Right.
Oh yeah. See if we can make that happen. You know.
Okay, yeah. That's from June. This is on Blog Talk Radio. This is name is June 17th. And I got another guy. This is man David. Yo, salute David. He said that he likes the first album, but and he thought you was doing the scratches. Audio's 2 second album. Thought he saw DJ Cave. This is my man David. I thought you scratched. Audio 2's second album. Go ahead, DJ K-Rock.
I ain't really scratching on Audio 2's album. You got to remember, Jizz was a DJ, so he did up most of the scratching. Or, you did some scratching as well, too.
Oh.
You know, so I didn't really scratch it on none of Audio 2's album.
Oh, wow. Damn, I just learned something. You said Milk D was scratch. He's MCing and scratch. See, that's what I'm saying. They was doing it back then. Shit, no doubt. I got a question for you, Rhapsody, female name, the Queen. She said, are you willing to battle? Like, are you a female battle MC or FMC?
Nah, I'm way beyond that. I'm way past that. I'm an icon. I'm somebody that don't even see. I don't go against anyone. I'm here to show that, you know what was funny? I was watching Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg to some TV show or talk show that they got on. And when Jamie said, you know, back then in the 90s when we first met me and you stood, blah, 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 he said that's when it was, when you was really on. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
I come from the time when motherfuckers just don't like to get on. You know? Don't compare me to Lizzo. You know, she's doing her thing, God bless her.
Right, right, no doubt.
As a homegirl, I'm not in that mode of a battle. I'm 50 now. I'm chilling. I did my work. I paid my dues. I'm here to just reap the benefits that missed me on the way to fuck up. They want to give it on to the plastic bitches. I'm giving it to the original motherfuckers that paved the way for that shit.
No doubt. Hey, Mark Live, you co-host, man. Let me fall back. Go ahead and ask some questions, Mark Rip.
So Rhapsody, much respect. Thank you for coming on the platform. You know, bless you for your presence. Are you working with producers in the Bronx on new music and new stuff, whether jazz or R&B or like?
You know, the last thing I was doing the most was when I was doing my comedy about 5 or 6 years ago, I started hitting hard. I was doing it for 20 years. Over the past 20 years, I started in New York doing it with talent and Daryl Kelly. Went to California, started a nightclub crew. That's all I was pretty much doing for a while, but I got 3 children. I have a 30-year-old daughter who's married now, and she's actually Asian. She lives in Tampa, Florida, with her wife, Lisette. And I have 2 kids left, my 12 and 14-year-old son, my 6'1", and my 12-year-old. So I spent most time just dealing with them. I was jumping in and out of the game, but I didn't want to, you know, you're going to, it's like, you got to say fuck the kids if you want to really blow up. and I spent most of my life raising kids. So I've jumped in and out a little bit. People know who I am, the right people know who I am, and people like Radar right here recognize the real just by seeing stories and just seeing me posting. Who are you, really? Like, but you can tell I'm somebody. So, with any producers now, last night corporate excuse me on my, yeah, it hasn't been a long time. That's what I want to come back to. I want to get back to the jazz. I think that's my foundation. I want to do like a Sarah Vaughan tribute. I can handle it. That's where I'm at right now. So I'm not working with anybody in the Bronx. I'm in my favorite. I haven't been back to the Bronx.
I want to ask you, what do you think about the female rappers today, like the Cardi B, the Doja Cat, and what do you think of what they're doing and how they're representing the craft that you created with the younger, you know, the high school
Well, I don't want to say that I created the craft. The actual craft was created around, with Grandmaster Cat and Grandmaster Flash and Series 5 and Curtis Blow. I grew up right there. I know my sister who is about 7 years older than me, she's 57. She's the one supposed to jump on. I'm going to help her. But she dated Cat for a minute. I met
Grandmaster.
I say the females, I'm saying big up to everybody. Get your money, do what you gotta do. You know, I like certain things Cardi B does. Very funny, you know. But this is a new time and space, so I don't want to be like, oh, these kids swag. They not whack. They doing what they doing for their money. So all I know is what I brought to the game was learn from what was around me. You know, here in Nashville, that roots from Sugar Hill Gang, all those beats and the Ultra Magnetic and the beats, Chris, BDP, you know what I'm saying? So all of that shapes everything that I do. You know, so when 1990, I got with two brothers, Shakur and Jason Turbin. They became a group called what you call Black Players. And I wrote a lot of hooks for those songs. Some of the greatest songs you've ever heard. But I sang on the hook, wrote hook one, like, this is what all you niggas gotta pay for. Oh, these bitches better lay for you. These bitches with this game, the drip, get up on it, nigga, you can't deal with it.
No doubt.
You know, shit like that. That's the type of shit I would be like on some cool shit. It was like three voices. I had that background to be able to give you the harmonies and all that with that. So, singing is what I love the most. That just became part of everything. So when I got with them, we was talking around, and we almost got put on through the Hit Factory. I know you know about the Hit Factory.
Yeah.
That was the biggest studio in New York City at the time. And one of the guys that I worked with, the daughter of the school, and, you know, unfortunately, everything happened.
Hey, let me jump in real quick. Because your history is insane, Rhapsody. Now, you know we got DJ K-Rock, right? Now, I'm only saying that. Here's my point. I'm saying that because of this. Hearing your history, that you being an MC representing the BX, now DJ K-Rock. You remember Brooklyn versus the Bronx versus Brooklyn. Rhapsody, have you ever had a chance, like with your history, have you ever had a chance to meet MC Light? Or have you ever, like, been around where she was and, you know, y'all collide? Not on no beef. I'm just saying, have you ever crossed that path?
I'm a little bit younger. I
Back to original. Everybody sounds the same. You don't know who's who. So that was the difference. Because you didn't have social media wasn't available. Now what is available, so when a person drops a phone, they can say to my mind right now, it floods the answer with that phone. So now, they have the option to be independent. You understand what I'm saying? Watching my back, if you don't get busy, let's go for the get. No cover to go through. What the fuck you doing? Now, you can shut down the major ladies. Now, you can pay for the stuff. Now, you can see the truth. And the fuck you said it at work. You know what I'm saying?
So, now,
if we got so funny, the back is where
Hey, yo, check this out. For everybody, pull me a minute, Rhapsody. I'm gonna bring it right back to you. For the four of y'all and for the people that's on Blog Talk, listen, y'all in Blog Talk Radio, you know, you should stream over to YouTube anyway. You can, but I just want to throw this out here. Show that love. If you got 50 cent, a dollar, whatever, hit the MPC Killer 718BK. Please show love to the Cash App, y'all. Show that love. It's all good, you know what I mean? I'm getting my foot wet, presenting, you know what I mean, doing this. So if you like bringing you tonight with the brother DJ K-Rock, City, I mean, got my young brother K.O. Kano, Glitter Eye, I mean, throw something in that Cash App. Oh, love, it's all good, but definitely I need that likes, all that. Need the subscribes, subscription, all that love. Salute, word up. And no doubt.
I'll tell you this here. Back in the day, there were two places that you can rock. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And you're going to make it. And the two places, well, really, the two places.
Of course.
But here's the thing that I would like to see.
Yeah, that stuff where, you know, they talking about smoking on the ops and
you know, smoking on Tuka and, you know, chilling and, you know, the kind of that Chicago real stuff.
There's real live people that's out here living this life.
Right.
Yeah.
Smoking, drinking, women. These new cats right now don't have respect for women. You know, they'd rather pay for it because they genuinely can't get a woman. So they'll pay for it or take it, you know. Wow.
It's that life, yeah, no doubt.
Nah.
So, you know, and that's where where this generation coming up after is really going for the future.
Word, they cursed and everything. The cops,
I'm checking.
You got
the.
Yo, that's a classic ass story, DJ K Rock. Yo, let me ask you. Now, did the Two Live Crew go on before y'all, or y'all went on before? So how did Miami receive y'all? No, I know that, but I'm saying that particular time coming out of New York and like the female MC, how did? You know what you just said just reminded me. Hey, Mark Live, you remember watching Cuban in a movie? You saw K-Rock, DJ K-Rock, when I think the C Cipher, the cops, they said the same thing to them. If you perform such and such, we gonna arrest you. Yo, that's some real shit. That's like, damn, that's crazy.
You know, now we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of hip hop next year, August 11th. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Like 50 years. I mean, if it's that, you know, this rapping is 50 years old. You know, now coming up on the 50th anniversary, that's amazing, man. Like, you know, crazy.
No doubt.
And leave good feeling good. Go to these new concerts. Got to look over your shoulder. You got to,
It almost takes you back to LQ, don't it, K Rock?
It's in a worse way.
In a worse way. It's worse.
It's a different feeling.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, even though I have no fear when I go to these parties and stuff like that, because we don't do parties with shows with new brackets. You know, once in a blue moon, we might do something just like a festival and stuff like that.
Yo, that's fucking smart, man. That is so fucking smart, man. I like what you just said. And like, y'all don't even fuck with these certain artists that won't even, they not worth it to do a show with them. With the energy that they bring, man, that I like that. Didn't even think about it like that. That makes sense.
Promoters know how to put certain artists together to, you know, keep things at peace. You follow what I'm saying? Like, from what I hear right now, your guy when you go get yourself is always waiting.
Wow.
Because he knows somebody was probably going to shoot his ass. Bruh. Okay, go ahead, Mark. What you asking?
No, I wanted to ask Rhapsody what she's listening to right now. What artists are you listening to? What artists you find that are like catching your ear and you, you know?
Well, in this time, I listen to Drake a lot. I love Drake.
See, that's why I had to call you to invite you up, KOKNO, because I remember last time talking to you when you, well, when you was going by the young Kano, them 14-something years ago. I something about you, you didn't sound like the other rap artists or MC back then. So I'm like, yo, let me bring on, when you was like, yo, I'm not the real young Kano no more, it's K.O. Kano. I said, let me bring you on and introduce you to a true pioneer DJ K-Rock, bring you on with my legend MC brother, Mark Live Raw Breed, as well as myself and Rhapsody, bring you on. I thought you was well worthy because DJ K-Rock, I don't know if you waste your time scrolling on Facebook, which you probably don't. Or matter of fact, Instagram. It's really nobody worth that I would like to talk to bring on for an interview. Why? Because number one, they not going to be able to relate to me like K.O. Kano. You relate. I relate to you. You ask these brothers who's Big L, they don't know, let alone who's like. Who's Queen Latifah? Latifah, she's on TV. What did you first hear about Queen Latifah? Acting, no. She was the MC. The Flavor Unit. Now Justice, New Jersey. They don't know. So, K-Rock, again, scrolling is really nobody worth to really talk to or bring in a cipher. You know what I'm saying? So, K-Rock. Yeah.
I love the way we did back in those days. It was the energy. It was fun, man.
You know, when we got the show, we did some shows with Ice T, back in the MC Hammer. I'm talking about we did shows in the first.
Oh,
open,
shit.
You know, all the hip-hop, KRS, Rakim, EPMD, Fresh Prince.
What about Steady B? Did y'all do shows with Steady B? Shot you. We had a great time with you. I know you probably I know you probably pressed for time, but let me ask you a couple of things. Do you remember what whip that y'all got out at Astor Place, the Paper Thin video? What whip was that?
Yeah,
that was a classic New York whip. Oh, you starting to remind me, Mark Live. Isn't that what Master Ace said? Master Ace said he was cracking street sidewalks and shit with his whip. Hey, K-Rock, where's that car at? Where is it now, K-Rock? Where is it? Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember the credits, K-Rock, because I bought that cassette thing. Hey, Mark Live, a Yo, I don't think you know what I'm talking about, what we talking about, Mark Live. Barsha was the guard from Brooklyn, from fucking Marlboro houses. Barsha, I seen him one time, couldn't get close to him. Yo, the brother was so fucking dope, DJ K-Rock. I thought he probably got blackballed because the similarities to Big Daddy Kane. No, I wouldn't expect you to get deep into it like that. And what year did he pass away? Barsha? Yo, Shabar, rest in peace, Shabar. Hey, yo, Mark, I got to send you a link, son. I know you remember Who's the Master, 1990. He was a fucking, hey, yo, K.O. Kano. I'm going to send you the link, too. He was a dope-ass artist. See.
Contact with just about everybody that's up lately. The King of Swings, I haven't really heard from.
King of Swing, yeah, I remember them.
DJ Coco Chanel, me and her, you know, that's like my sister. We stay in contact.
Coco Chanel, yeah, salute, yeah.
Coco Gears is doing good. They're doing great. You know what I'm saying? They're still making paper. They're still tied up.
Shout out to Gizmo.
Me and Light, we still doing our thing. We making things happen. Positive K, still dropping songs. He's doing stand-up, you know, comedians, like hosting stand-up, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shout out to her.
Right.
Hey, Rap City, don't break out, Rap City. I want to come to you next. Go ahead, Mark. If you can, Mark, while you talking to him, K-Rock, any advice that you want to give? But go ahead, Mark Live. What was you saying?
No, I just want to ask, hey, how many shows did y'all do, you and Light do, before the pandemic? How busy were y'all as far as?
Oh, man, we were really busy, like every month or every other month. We were doing shows, you know, the shows we were doing with Ducky Fresh, Slick Rick.
Yeah, the Big Legend show. Yeah, I remember that.
Big Legend show. We did the Big Legend show. I think it was like 10 or 20 years. Legend show in Atlantic City. The last show we did before the pandemic, 2019, right before the pandemic hit. You know what I'm saying? It was in January. And it was sold out, like 30,000 people that played home. You had KRS-One, you had Rockin', you had Grandmaster Flash, you had Kumo D, you had
shout out to Mo D.
You had everybody was there. Came down, represented the show Love. That was the last trip show we did before the pandemic hit. We did a show last year in Virginia and Philly. I think it was in maybe August or September. And that was the last show we ever did, you know.
Right.
So I spoke with the mic the other day. We got some shows that are coming up. So shows are starting to pick back up.
Yeah.
It's dropping all types of, you know, mask mandates, you know, but some places still want you to be vaccinated to enter the building. But a lot of promoters are not dealing with those places because they know a lot of artists have still been vaccinated and refuse to get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying?
but
it's gonna be there's gonna be a lot of shows happening. You know, yeah.
And well, any advice, DJ K Rock, for the youngins? Just far as like, you know, if you want to, if you're getting in this game, you know,
if you're trying to get in this, first learn the ins and outs, learn the business, okay? Don't, if you're a fire artist, you're a fire artist, you understand what I mean? If you don't know the game, expect to get fucked. Because if they know that you're green, you don't know the business, you don't know about the point, you don't have trust that you can. But right now, so if you don't know your business and you're an artist trying to, you know, make it in this game, like I said, prepare to get fucked. My advice to you is learn the business. Figure everything out so you know what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
As an MC, as for a DJ, you are a DJ trying to get in the game. Here's my slogan. Slogan is, if you never carry crates of records before, you are not a real
Cody's
DJ.
Cody's willing to go the extra mile, made such a day.
You understand?
Yeah.
You are not a real DJ if you never carry crates of records. Understand, a lot of these DJs like to use the controllers and everything, but if you can't rock on no turntable, you're not a real DJ. You're a new DJ.
Let them know.
Like an artist, you know what I mean? They just rap. Rap DJ that just stop and play DJ, but not real. Don't know how to mix or don't know how to blend. But I mean, perfect your craft. Learn how to, you know, keep a crowd going. Learn how to mix. You don't have to scratch. Learn how to mix. Don't just stop a song and then throw the next joint in. I go to a spot and I'm dancing. I don't want to have to stop. Real DJs, you're not going to stop when a real DJ's mixing. You're going to keep going until you say next time. Yo, you want to go get a drink?
Yeah.
That's what it is. But, okay, you got to be passionate about this game. You got to be real about this hip-hop entertainment game. If you are not real, you think only you just make one song and that's it, you're supposed to blow up, sorry, you got another thing coming. You know what I'm saying? You have to do this 24 hours. Really want to become somebody. If you really want to be on top, you have to do that in hip-hop and music, not in your blood, leave it alone. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
Leave it alone. Because you have to
media you at? No doubt. Hey, thank you, brother, for coming through. Salute.
Blessing, yes. I'm going to probably bump into you out there, K-Rock with Ice. I'll probably bump into you. I will. K-Rock, does the young homie want to holler at you real quick? K-O. No doubt. They know that's a guy right there that's a chef. He gives you that opportunity to pick his brain. It's priceless, man.
Do it.
I didn't have that when I was there. I didn't have that. So,
do it. Right.
I definitely love everybody. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got to be decided. You know what I'm saying? I do respond. If I don't respond right away, I will respond. Just, you know,
give
me up and let me know what the deal is. We'll go from here.
Yeah.
Stay
less. No doubt. No, G Major said, great interview, K-Rock.
I'm in contact with you, K-Rock. I might have something for you. So I'm going to talk to you. I might have something. All right.
We're talking about the
thing. Yeah, you know how we are. Real shit. Yeah. Real shit, yeah.
Let's put something together.
We will.
Same time.
You know,
yeah.
I love you. Thank you, guys. Yep.
Peace.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Peace. DJ K-Rock just left the building. That was dope. Now, I just hit Rhapsody. I hope she could come back in. I just hit her. Hey, Mark Live, I know you don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm about to talk about. I'm going to talk about it one more again, and I'm never going to say nothing no more. But before I get into it, K.O. Kano, man, thank you so much for coming through. But I want to give you the floor. Do you want to talk the titles of your album, your social media, your stream, where people can go cop your shit at? Go ahead, K.O. Kano. I'm going to give you the floor.
Kano. We'll be hollering soon. Sure.
Peace. Mark ripping. Yo, Mark, you trying to hang out with me for a little bit? You trying to hang out for a minute, or you got some shit you doing? You there? You frozen? Froze. Mark Rip, you froze. Alright, he's frozen. Mark Live is frozen. Okay. Alright, what up, y'all? What's going on? Let me turn the music up. And I'm still live on Blog Talk. Hope y'all can hear me. You should. So, I'm going to speak about this, and I'm going to leave it alone, man. But I want to say shout out to everybody that came through. Okay, son is revolt. Mark said he revolted. Yeah, no doubt. And let me go back to the comments. Let me go back inside the comments. Few of y'all shouted out. All right, that's Mark right there. Z Major, you said a great interview. I hope y'all showed mad love to the Cash App, man. I didn't hear my shit, bing, bing. But, you know, y'all do it. You do it when you can. All good. So look, I want to speak. You Matty King, salute, son. Yeah, Emperor, that was a dope joint. Classic. Who else we got here? Mr. Spark, what up, son? Peace. The word. Mr. Widow. And also my man Logic, John Logic. Salute. You know what I'm about to talk about? I don't even find this shit funny, man. I don't even find that funny. See, here's the deal. And I'm telling y'all, I'm not going to speak on this shit no longer. This is the last time I'm going to speak on it. I know I'm going to post Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother. I know I'm going to post his reply, his response. I'm definitely going to post that. But look, I want to talk about the apology. Will Smith made an apology. But see, I don't respect that apology because I'm putting all the blame on Jada Pinkett. I'm going to put 50% or 60% on Will Smith, but I'm going to put 100% on Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm on Jada Pinkett. I'm putting the blame on her because, look, again, how would Chris Rock know? Matter of fact, who is alopecia? I don't even know what alopecia is, but I did search and I see the little. Oh, Mark came back in. Yo, sir. I don't see you, Mark. I hear you. Can you hear me? Yo, seven. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I see you. Can you hear me? I hear you. You're still freezing a little bit. Yeah, like move your joint around. I hear you, but I don't, I still hear you, but you can stay there, Mark. You can stay there. Can you hear the music in the background? Okay, can you hear me talking over the music? Is it clear? Is it clear? Seven. Yeah, you, you gotta keep rebooting. Keep rebooting. Yo, I kick you off and I bring you back on. Just come back in the lab and shit. Just come back in. Yo, who is alopecia, man? Never heard of alopecia. I did go to Google. I'm not sure if alopecia is a cancer or some type of disease. But the Jada Pinkett, I'm just going to say I really want to wild out. Leave her.
Use one of Shopify's professional
templates to change fonts, colors. All right, so I gotta watch my language. I don't like wilding out with the curses and you guys did. So I'm going to keep this clean. I'll keep this clean.
Because
Jada Pinkett Smith, I don't give a damn. Alopecia, if it's a disease, cancer. I don't really have
Are
no
you ready
feeling
to join over 1 million
because again I put the blame on Jada Pinkett. Now
and open your
I've been a Fresh Prince for use his real name Will Smith. Been a Fresh Prince fan.
Credit Karma helps members get
and
a
all that.
Credit card 66%.
Now you can say I might be 20% of a fan. Here's the deal.
You probably don't need any car.
The joke.
Money up that show is your
G.I. Jane wasn't really that funny.
Your own karma. Credit Karma.
Not to me. I mean, it was funny a little bit. I didn't even see Demi Moore's movie when she first played G.I. Jane. I didn't even really check the technique like that. Rest in peace to Guru. I didn't really check the technique of G.I. Jane. So when Chris Rock told the joke G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, ha ha. But that shit wasn't really that funny, son. Will Smith laughed at it. You saw that. He laughed at it. He laughed. Jada Pinkett put the look on her face. You already know the rest. I ain't even got to say it. You know the rest. But you know what? You know what's really messing with my soul? Just seeing the look on Chris Rock's face, especially when Duke walked back to his seat. When Will Smith walked back to his seat, keep my wife out your fucking mouth. And Chris Rock is like, yo, it's a G.I. Jane joke, son. Yeah, keep the name out there. And he's like, I'm going to. That shit messing with my soul. Like, you act as if Chris Rock really said something murderous. Like your wife is dying, like she's dying, losing her life, and Chris Rock just wilds out anyway, not giving a damn. Even if he knew it ain't knowing, looking at her, looking sick, and telling a joke about her, it's not that serious. And I see that Will Smith done stepped in knee deep in shit. He's knee deep, son. I mean, knee deep, kid. Resigning, and then I just got the news that Netflix is backing off his so-called new movie. Everybody's backing away, but shout out to Tony Rock. Shout out, matter of fact, I'm gonna play the response. Let me find that response, huh? Let's look for that response. For real, Tony Rock. He did some show somewhere. He said, if anybody step up on the stage, not the Oscars, but up on the stage, the only thing you're going to be awarded, these fucking hands. These hands is going to be. Yo, rightfully so. Tony Rock went off. Rightfully so. Yo, you put your hands. Put your hands on my brother. I just want to play this. Let's listen to this. I'm gonna turn this shit up too.
Hello, my name is Chris Rutherford, president and publisher of Christian Faith Publishing. You ever meet somebody? You ever meet somebody that don't drink? You look at them like it's something wrong with them. You actually look at them like it's something wrong with them.
Matter of fact, this is 5 minutes. Let me find a shorter version. Find a shorter version, because it's like 5 minutes. Let's find a shorter version. Yeah, this is it.
If I say anything tonight, anybody got a fucking problem with? You got one motherfucking option what you can do about it. Absolutely nothing.
No doubt.
Because if you think you're going to walk up on this stage, this ain't the motherfucking Oscars.
Yep.
And if you walk your ass up here, you ain't nominated for shit but these motherfucking hands.
What? It's not the Oscars. Come up on this stage, you're not nominated for nothing but these fucking hands. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Tony Rock, I'm with you. Sunset is on site. Will Smith done stepped knee deep in shit. Okay? The blame on Jada. I put the blame on Will Smith as well. Oh, son, let me tell you like this. Now, I know what y'all saying out there. So y'all saying things like, yo, you not in that situation. Don't know until you get put in that situation. Yo. Been in situations. Motherfuckers have disrespected me. They mouth. Said some hurtful fighting words. Even talk shit. This my dead grandmother. Rest in peace. Didn't do shit. Didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing. Her bond. All I'm waiting for, while you running your mouth, your hands on me. Touch me. Didn't happen. That's the old girl on Blog Talk saying 60 seconds. So we're about to get ready and lay down swiftly off of Blog Talk, but we may still be recorded. Been in situations. So, person online. And it's just some kid for the pandemic hit. Maybe I was wrong, but I confronted Duke, the piece to Papa Wu, confronted son, and forget something I said. To the point where we was in each other's face, nothing went down. When we went above ground, because this was in the subway, when we went above ground, we were standing, I don't know, 6 feet. Spit at me, but the way he spit was like a fake little spit. I'm sure if he wanted to spit on me, would have did that. And if he would have spit on me, oh, would have been on. Oh, this is Rhapsody. Peace.
And I've been running around. I had to change location, and then just fucked up the whole connection. I couldn't hear shit.
Well, it's all good because we just leveled down off of Blog Talk Radio. Let me see on this other window. Okay, so we still recorded. Before we build Rhapsody, hold up a second. I'm telling a story. The guy that I used to work with, the piece of proper wool, you could tell with somebody doing a fake spit Rhapsody. Fake ass spit. If I'm a spit at you, and the spit gonna hit you. This motherfucker fake spit at me, but I told him, I said, ain't shit between us but the air. He didn't spit. The spit hit the ground. I said, son, come at me. Touch me. You think he touched me? Him fucking touch me. So this is my point, what I'm saying, Rhapsody. Since you just came in, then I'm going to let you go ahead and tell your story. The shit that Will Smith did was really fucked up. And I said on my IG post, if it was fucking Paul Mooney would have tore Will Smith ass up. But the bottom line is the blame. I put 100% blame Jada Pinkett. Put 50% Will Smith. But Will Smith, again, he done stepped in. He's knee-deep in shit. Because he fucked up his brand touching Chris Rock. So like I said, y'all, I'm only going to, just I'm telling you, I'm letting it go. I won't speak on this shit no fucking more. I'm 20% still a fan of Will Smith. But, hey, Team Chris Rock, understand what my man, Mr. Roland Martin was saying to be Team Chris Rock, Team Will Smith. Okay, buy that, but I'm rolling with Chris Rock because Will Smith should not let no motherfucking woman that's toxic troll your motherfucking move. And all I'm going to say, and I'm going to close, y'all, Rhapsody is here. And no disrespect to you, Rhapsody, when I say a man should not let no fucking woman control his fucking moves. You should be the man. Instead of taking up for your fucking woman, you should take care of your woman. Take care of her. You always have to, you know, take up. So if a motherfucker put his hands on you, see, I'm all about the physical. Fuck the mental. Again, I understand you say that, oh, you don't know if you in that situation. I just told y'all what's really in that situation. I'm all about just want that motherfucker to lay one finger on me and it's on. But I'm going to end it right there and just say, yo, I hope one day Will Smith will stop that bullshit because that shit on Instagram, that little apology on Instagram, I'm not, no. You got to talk to that black man, your black brother. You got to let him know. If I was Chris Rock, I'm not, and I hate to be cliche and corny to say that, Chris Rock need to get $50 million. Go get a fucking bag. Get a bag. And I know Chris Rock probably don't agree with Tony Rock, but Tony Rock, his brother say it's on sight. You're going to get fucked up. But anyway, that's my take on it. I'm chilling out. Get this interview on with the lovely fucking Rhapsody, the original Rhapsody. And thank you for coming through with DJ K-Rock, my brother Mark Live and all that. I'm glad you came back. So, you know, this is YouTube. I don't think I ever did a few hours more, but whatever YouTube do, it's on them. The recording to be there, but Rhapsody, I want you to tell your story. Then I'm gonna, once I get the recording, I'm gonna chop this shit up in pieces. I'm gonna chop a few of it up in pieces so we can post it around social media. But Rhapsody, talk to us. I want to know more about the brand new heavies because I remember a brand new heavies. I do. Some years ago. Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, their biggest song, I think, at that time was Never Stop, Never Giving Up. Never Stop, Never Giving Up. Never Stop, Never Giving Up. You know, that kind of thing. That was a big song for them back then in the 90s. And then that was one of the last songs that Dia Davenport, the main singer, was with them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She left after she did Brother Sister, and I think Syeda Garrett took over.
Okay.
Syeda Garrett, realizing that was Syeda Garrett at the VMAs with Snoop Dogg in the choir. You heard the soloist?
What year was that?
1994, VMAs, 1994, you pull it up, Murder Was the Case.
Which was no doubt.
So she was the one that was doing a solo in the back. She was killing that. You know how to be running that, you know? So she killed that. But yeah, my boys and I just around doing music, and we actually came in a meeting with what's his name? He passed away. He was on the A&R that was covered. they went with Outkast. So we got turned down for the deal for Outkast. I love the Killer Brothers on when I'm in the car and go so deep in that. Because I wasn't in the room. Said, well, you know what, we don't feel so bad getting put to the side for Outkast. And social media, of course, so if you don't have the push, you're going through shit, you'll be able to put it out the way you want to. So
right.
Hard to get to the studio, so hard to in the studio. At least have fucking fun. We had fun. We had to end up getting down.
Wow. So you said Outkast, that's Big Boy and Andre 3000, right?
Yes.
Were y'all talking? Like, were y'all in talks of working? Or, you know?
They had went to a meeting with what's the name on that Diddy was underneath
his you're talking about Harrell.
Yes, Harrell.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Right. My boy ended up getting a meeting with him through the family that you know, everybody was coming through, so everybody made connect. We got him in.
Hey, pardon me, Rhapsody, where's this special guest at? Why don't you have him to call in now or get a link?
I tried.
Now who is your special guest? What's their name? Okay.
With my sister, and she's recovering from some illness she had, so she was getting ready to jump on the phone, but I guess after some amount of time went by, she couldn't get off. She was supposed to do it. She's like, I can't do it.
Okay, no doubt. So talk.
She got a lot of history. That's somebody that, if you pull us both on at one point, you know I'm going to be back.
So how close are you now with the members in brand and the brand new heavy?
Well, we were friends with the brand new heavy. We got faster in that as a twin.
Oh, so it wasn't like a personal relationship, like?
No, we were
actually
out there with bold definition.
Bold definition. Now where is the bold definition at? Like, y'all still got that name? Can you still find bold definition? Can you Google that? You know, search that?
Yeah, you can see that. I have a
page
that shows a lot of stuff.
Oh, you know what? I remember you mentioned that when you tagged me. I remember seeing that.
Yeah,
okay.
We just turned it up and call it HD
now. Okay.
Creators of music and time and like they were lot of great people that skipped over because of they didn't have the opportunity. So that's the thing. So I'm one of them people that got like kind of passed over because you don't know about us. They didn't talk about us. Well, no. I know you would remember us if we were to sit down at the gym again. You're like, oh shit. We were sitting there, me and it was me, Sheila, by the way. Snoop Dogg and Ricky Harris was live at the time. So, and it was really, they smelled like weed all day, you know. You got high by just sitting next to us.
No doubt.
So it was actually a sit down between him and I, my sister, and this and that. We were all right on the couch, just chilling, talking. So that was a post
So let me ask you, Rhapsody. What are you doing today for the music? Are you still in the studio? Do you go to the studio? Do you have a home studio? Are you putting stuff out to be streamed? Do you have like a Spotify? Are you selling like what you doing today with the music?
Right now, I'm not really doing anything but just sharing it. I've been sharing it forever.
Okay.
So I'm kind of actually stuck with it. I know we started with you and other guys earlier that I was dealing with kids and different life issues that came up during that time, but I still kind of kept my name kind of popping online. At least with that, somebody can see.
So is it a hobby? Like it's just like a hobby?
It's more like a hobby now. I feel like I get back into something that I wanna do right now to get my kids together. So me and a friend of mine, I went to high school, Marwayans is I just have a lot of great friends and connections from high school and everything. And when I was homeless, he really came through and helped me out on a couple of things.
And that was the Wayne brothers?
Yeah, Marlon Wayne. Uh-huh.
That's dope.
And he I remember when I met him for the first time, we were fresh in high school. And I went down to the drama department. We were stuck down there with a couple of girls. I'm walking through. The next time I saw somebody, two hands slapped me in the ass. Boom! And I said, I stopped running. I'm like, motherfucker, you owe me for the rest of your life. So I guess that's why he realized me.
So Marlon is a real comedian in life. Like, not he's
yeah.
really like that.
Yeah, he does a lot of great movies. And now he did that bit in L.A.
that
he as a dramatic actor.
I heard about that. I saw on Hip Hop News. I did see that. What was he playing? The father?
Yeah, the father of the president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The fucked up dad, you know, so.
Wow. Wow.
He was beating ass in respect.
Yo, hey, Rhapsody, you know what my favorite shit is? Senseless. Senseless is so damn hilarious. With him and David Spade, that shit is hilarious. So the Waynes is from the BS.
They from Manhattan.
Yeah, I thought one of them, that's right, from Manhattan, that's right.
Yeah, I met them when I went to high school.
But you went to school in Manhattan, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, shout out, no doubt. What you said?
LaGuardia High School of the
Arts. Yeah, I heard of that school.
Spin off from the former High School of the Arts.
Yeah. Okay, no doubt.
And so many stories.
Okay, so let me ask you this. what's the best time? I know you told me that you, you know, I know you told your age earlier, but what's the best time of your life, your best year of your life that you just, you know, people say you live your best life. I don't want to say best life. Just tell me your favorite year, favorite time of your life where it was just the shit, like, you know, you just, it was the greatest thing. You loved it. Like a memorabilia.
I have to go.
Like, you're like your main one that just, like.
That's like trying to choose the best, like Eddie Murphy said, it's kind of like trying to choose the best episode on the Jerry Seinfeld show.
Okay, so I got one for you. I got one for you. Now, this should sum it up. Tell me a part of the year where people were feeling your music and it just popped off, where you had CDs and cassettes right back then.
Yeah, I was promoting my great MC, Newark's own Deranged, Newark Angeles, Mean King,
Did you say Newark Angeles?
Yeah, Newark Angeles.
That's a crazy name, Newark Angeles.
Right, because he represents both. And his Facebook page is Poetic. So I like to sum up the whole shit. I think my favorite, that's the best time of my life. But what was when I was fucked up in the street. And,
wow.
She in the car in L.A.
And you said this was the best time of your life, really?
Yes.
Talk about that. Go ahead.
And it was just the time of freedom. And when I reached out to Mark Wayans, I hadn't talked to him in about maybe 20 years. Because last time I talked to him, we were at like 20 years. And it was funny because what they do ask me is they have
Have you ever met his sister?
I met a couple of sisters.
The funny one. The real funny one. Yeah, yeah, Kim, yeah, yeah. The living color. Okay.
Wait,
Ultra who?
Hey,
I want to tell you something. You know what? I got to give you, you know what? When I do meet you, I think I'm going to give you a couple of roses. You know why? Mark Live didn't tell you, my co-host, you know who his cousin is? His cousin is Cool Keith. Cool Keith is his cousin. And I'm like, damn, you hardly hear people mentioning Ultra Magnetic. But when you mentioned Ultra, I was like, oh, shit, Rhapsody, yo, you know, like, yeah, you definitely, you from the Bronx, too? I'm like, it makes sense, Ultra Magnetic to BX. You know that's my Leo brother, because I'm a Leo. We Leos.
Yeah, I love your Leos. All the Leos are great,
man. My Leo brother, no doubt.
Love my Leo.
You and Fed G?
Yeah.
Good. That's beautiful. You see it? You said that's beautiful. No doubt.
Yeah, it is great. We made a lot of, you know, we made a lot of genuine connections.
Well, look, I'm definitely, me and you going to connect when I come out to Las Vegas. We got that convention coming up May 24th. I'm definitely going to have that pass for you. I can't wait to meet you in person. And then it's probably going to take you back. Because I know you probably haven't been in some hip-hop type convention in a good minute. And coming to this, probably gonna take you back, and still we make connections. We, you know, introduce you, meet some other people, this and that, because my man got the my partner that you met, Mark Live, he owns the hip-hop 50th anniversary, because we get ready, you know, hip-hop is getting ready to turn.
Yeah, like me.
No doubt, but hip-hop this year is getting ready to turn 49. I'm about to turn 49. And what's dope, I was born July 24, 1973. Hip-hop was born August 11, 1973. So we getting ready to turn 49, no doubt. And the 50th coming up next year, the 50th, we got the 50th anniversary, or my man Mark Live got the 50th anniversary. So they own the rights to that, meaning so whoever try to throw hip-hop 50th, they got to go through my man Mark Live to get that.
Yeah, that has to go there. That's
In May? You know what? If you find out, let me know. Cause I'm in BK. I'm from Brooklyn. I'll go up to the BX. And wherever it's at, let me know. I wanna go holler at Cass. Already been to the Hip Hop Museum. You know the museum is open out in the X. The Hip Hop Museum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now that you probably gonna need to come back to your borough to go visit the Hip Hop Museum. If you go on Facebook or Instagram, type in Hip Hop Museum, you can communicate with them. Yeah, the Hip Hop Museum.
Is that the Bronx?
Not the Bronx, it's the actual museum. It has, you know what, I'm going to post a few videos and pictures because I took my daughter. We went like 7 months ago. They still building it, but it's a little room, and they got all the classic pictures of Roxanne Shante on the Treacherous 3, Spoonie G, Curtis Blow. They even got Ultra Magnetic up in there. They got Roxanne. It's dope. It's called the Hip Hop Museum.
Where is it?
It's over there off of, matter of fact, right in your old neighborhood, Grand Concourse, right over there by Target. Right off of Grand Concourse. Here, you know what? I'm about to tell you right now. Hip Hop Museum. Because it's right off of Grand Concourse.
And what, 167?
It's over there by the post office. You know the post office? Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now. Let me look it up for you so I can get you the right address.
Don't give me a landmark, give me a...
No, I'm about to tell you right now. Oh, it's Exterior, 610 Exterior Street. Exterior. That's like behind the Grand Concourse. Matter of fact, it's right off the four. It's right off the four train to Grand Concourse. You come right up. There's that post office that been there forever. But you see, I'm not from the Bronx, but.
Oh, wait, 149, you do 149 Street.
In Grand Concourse, yes.
Yes, got it.
It's right there.
Got it.
Yeah, you gotta check them out. Hip Hop Museum, yeah, I'm going to post a video, tag you in it, huh?
Oh, that's okay, that's what's up, do that,
because
my sister moved back, so we're going to get a tour together and get over there and see what's going on here.
They did. They had a groundbreaking, but I was like, damn, I missed that. They had a groundbreaking with Grandmaster Flash, Fat Joe, LL Cool J. And I seen your X-Man up there, Ted G was there.
Okay. He had to be in the house without him.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't be right if I don't tell you this, Rhapsody. The last Ultra Magnetic album came out. It was called Best Kept Secret. And I got a song on there called Super Spellbound. I did the hook. Yeah, I'll send it to you. I did the hook.
Okay.
I did the hook. The last Ultra Magnetic album that came out, like, it's been about what, 9 years now. It was a cool album. Mo Love is cool because Brooklyn, when I go downtown Brooklyn, I call Mo Love up. Me and Mo is cool. Me and Mo.
I see him on my timeline sometimes.
Yeah, he a good brother, and T.R. Love is cool too.
Yeah. We gotta do this again. Definitely. I'm gonna have to run out of here. 9:30 right now.
Now, throw out your social media where people can check you out.
You can find me on Facebook as the original Rhapsody, Rhapsody Autumn Phelan, or on Twitter as the original RHAP. On Instagram, just search for Rhapsody Phelan, and three of them will pop up. You'll see my face. And you also can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/RhapsodyNaylin. My name is N-A-Y-L-A-N, Rhapsody. So all of the links are on Facebook and on Instagram, everything you can find. Oh, and I have OnlyFans. So anybody who wants to see me on OnlyFans, pay that membership.
Oh, wow. You got an OnlyFans?
Referrals, send
them out, check
it in, subscribe.
Woo!
In my inbox, talking about sending me pics. I'm like, go look at one, subscribe.
No doubt. That's right. Well, Rhapsody, thank you for coming through. I appreciate the love. And I'll call you again. And you know what? We could do you and... I don't know, maybe another independent artist, you know, right along, and we just pop off.
Right, right. I have so many things. Nobody knows how to brand
yet. All right, well let's talk about it, and I'm gonna create another flyer because I'm gonna continue to promote this show amongst my other ones. I'm gonna create another flyer with another pick of you. And create another event so people can keep subscribing, watching this channel.
So that way I can get to show who I am and what I do. Salute.
Thanks. Thank you.
No doubt.
Rhapsody. And yo, I wanted, before I get up out of here, damn, 2 hours, 33 seconds. No, 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 6-something seconds. Shout out to April. Walk away. Hey, yo, April, I'm shouting you out. Can I get in your timeline? Nah, I'm bugging, but yeah. Shouting you out, April. April Walker, walk away. Shout out Maurice Malone, the hip-hop shop. Rest in peace to Proof. Rest in peace to Proof. I used to be at the hip-hop shop. Shout out to Mo Malone. Used to roll with them DJ Soulfingers. Shout out. But before I get up out of here, we play one of my joints. Play one of my joints and we're going to say peace. Play one of my joints. The fact, I'm going to play this joint. It's called Call Me Radar Van. Nice little joint. Classic. New joint. Let's rock that. Let's turn the speakers up. Plus, I got a show coming up out here in New York City at the Parkside Lounge. I'm going to be performing. Little bullshit show. 7 minutes to rock. I got the fly in all. I'm going to post that. But anyway, I'm going to be rocking this joint here. Perform this joint. Call Me Radar Van. Favorite joint here. I did the beat, of course. MC Killer, so we gonna rock that. And fucking commercial.
If you're looking to shift your career into high gear, Tires Plus is looking for you.
Let's go.
Yeah. 1995. Thank you.
I stick you right in the fence. The fuck out of here. You win your ugly ass kids. I'm right off it. You throw me red jacket and shit. The poor old kid. I make a steel jacket and shit. When I'm plotting it, I strike a match to six. The four was fire. Gasoline, suits and shit. The water out me. Rubber band strings and all. My project building. Bloodbath strings and all. If you calling the cops for what you cop, but you shot, that's what you get. Do on my block, you might get shot. Beefing. Break off here. 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 Break off here.
On Blog Talk, still live, and I cannot find my drops, and I'm a little pissed off that my drops is not coming up. I think it was it live show drop show. Can't find my drops, y'all. Find my drops, but let's play a joint. Then I'm going to say peace on Blog Talk. Let's go. Lord Manifest Show. Peace.
A lot of bitch.
The ones that love me. The ones that love
me. I'm gone, baby.
Like,
check it. Customized pens, wise men, I'm tied in. The environment I'm in, it's like a lion's den. Tied right into the thigh limp. I run with the climate, pull the crocodile out of the closet. I got it. Catch a bum ass slipping way out in Hollis. Get swatted in your squatter. Wet them up like a otter. Play the Ramada, take a bow right after the drama. Road to the father, got real roots like the beat trotter. Mosaic, the coke red, the bottle rose head, the heat's gold plated, the feet Dolce. Track up the beat, I might OJ. The niggas role playing, whole pain.
a full sprain. The coat I'm wearing is all stained. Ain't nothing I can tell ya. Cut off your genitalia to hit the Lord and tell her. The Lord is my shepherd, I'm putting forth the effort. I just wanna afford the extras. Twin six shooters, life's like a western. I'm trying to cop the mansion, play the west wing. Break a bed spring, 40 acres of lake, break out the jet skis. Still play the graveyard shift, stepping dog shit. Sell soft shit, my whip flow like a swordfish. My wrist and neck frostbit, Lacoste sports tip. Send some shots, lift you off your feet like a forklift. I hang glide off the cliff with just a trench on. Drop your body off from Crenshaw. Bend your young whore from Singapore. Squeeze till my fingers are sore. Sing a song like my Sharia Moore. Tan in the winter, steam salmon for dinner. The air's thinner, never let the beef simmer or let the beast get us. Peace and scissor, lizard. So much white it's a blizzard. I'm a street wizard. Killer beats don't leave a witness, not a sibling. Beat the system. My shooter's deep, I might assist him. With death kissed him. Your soul float off into the solar system. Leaded by ancestors. Gangbangers making hand gestures. Let your chest catch a Winchester. Little niggas is out to pull that Willie Manchester. You get pulled out on the stretcher, motherfucker.
Sometimes this world is cold, so lonely and cold.
Radar Band, representing Brooklyn. Brooklyn is deep on this city.